I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media for Thursday, September 16th, 2010. Soon, you'll have access to a library of classical music played by symphony orchestras for free. You can listen to it, make a movie, use it to sell stuff, whatever. It's yours. Why? Because this guy, Aaron Dunn, had an idea.
This idea came when I was a college student and Napster was sort of the rage. I picked up a CD I just bought of Mozart and it had an FBI warning. And I was very curious why it would be copywritten. I know Mozart's been dead for over 200 years. And after I did a little research and learned that the sheet music is in the public domain, but recordings aren't, I thought, well, someone has to make this available.
Aaron runs an organization called Muse Open. It's dedicated to providing copyright-free music. His plan? Hire a symphony orchestra, pay them up front, release the music to everyone. He posted the project on the website Kickstarter, where people can contribute to projects they want to see happen. Aaron's goal, $11,000. So far, he's raised more than $70,000, and money is still coming in. But aren't there public domain recordings of classical music out there already?
There aren't, actually. Not many. And Muse Open currently is the largest. The closest thing to that would be records which have copyrights that have expired.
And so what do you do from here?
I'm trying to make it a very democratic process, so I'm asking all my users to vote for the music, and then I'm going to talk to orchestras and musicians, and especially I want to get conservatories involved, and then we're going to see how much music we can get for this money.
That's Aaron Dunn. Fred Child is the host of American Public Media's classical program Performance Today. Fred, how big a deal is this?
It's a game changer for low-budget content producers who want to use classical music. I mean, anybody with a cheap camera, a microphone, a little bit of editing capability, anybody who wants to make a short film or a remix of any kind, suddenly will have access to do that. 5 years ago, the BBC offered free downloads of all 9 Beethoven symphonies. They got 1 million downloads. Musicians were irate. They said, that's taking away 1 million sales. Is that true? I think that's still open for debate. Maybe it just increased demand by increasing awareness of that music.
How much of a drop-off is it going to be from, you know, the finest musicians the world over performing this music versus, you know, a pretty good orchestra that Aaron might be able to pull together?
Well, Aaron is talking about potentially hiring the London Symphony Orchestra. They're one of the great orchestras in the world.
Yeah. I've even heard of them.
Yeah, they're terrific. So we're not talking about any loss. I mean, they are one of the best groups in the world.
That's Fred Child. Aaron Dunn says there are a couple of reasons he started this project. One, he loves classical music and wants others to love it too.
And the other is just protecting our shared cultural heritage. We felt it was important enough to mount on a gold record and send into space, but we can't share these recordings on Earth. So that's sort of my version of that here.
Here's one of the first pieces Aaron says he wants to record, Ralph Vaughan Williams' The Lark Ascending. You don't even want to know all the legal work that goes into us being able to broadcast this. Other stories we're following at futuretense.publicradio.org. Microsoft says they have a better way for you to surf the web. Do people still say surf the web? A beta test version of Internet Explorer 9, that's their new browser, is available for download. It's faster, has an easier interface, and it only works if you're running Vista or Windows 7. And Google says it will add more social networking features. Just little things for now, incorporating stuff from Flickr and Twitter, letting you know when a friend has watched your YouTube clip, and Farmville. You'll be able to play your Farmville. A video camera called the Look-See went on sale yesterday. It rests on your ear and it puts a camera at eye level. And it's always recording, dumping everything into a temporary drive. And then when something cool happens, you hit a button, you tap your head, really, and it saves the clip. Like all technology lately, there is a sharing option. You can email the clip, put it on Facebook or YouTube, narcissistically assume that other people want to watch life through your eyes. But beyond that, the Look-See offers kind of a new way to live. You can be present in any moment, never worrying about stepping out of the moment to preserve it with a camera, and you get a record of everything you saw, forever, if you want. But to do that, you must walk through life with a thing on your head. It's a tough bargain. I might just wait till they make one that implants in my eye. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.